I want to kind of get into more of an in-depth discussion about where certainly the legal ramifications of social media, but also how people are using this platform. And it's not all people that are using it, to Carmen's point. And I kind of want to get into that question. Is social media an elitist type of platform media?
Wow. Where does that stop, though? Mainstream media is elitist. Social media is elitist. What isn't elitist then? I mean, you know, it used to be, oh, no one can afford to print a handbill except for rich white landowners in New York City who wanted to protest against the English government. You know, then it was, oh, well, it's only rich white men that can vote, so that's elitist. Well, then we made it more generally available, and then it was, oh, now it's the media because it became mainstream media, even in the 1800s, when we went from everybody having handbills to having national or regional newspapers that got distributed, and we were able to do that technologically, and now we have social media. And social media, to me, isn't all that different. I actually usually tend to disagree with people that would, even on a legal perspective. Now, disclaimer, not a lawyer. Child of two lawyers, not at a website that deals a lot with law.
You're a lawyer by default.
Okay. Just I want to make that clear before somebody, you know, throws something like a legal textbook at me. Because I won't read it. But the question then becomes, you know, if we're going to ask if social media is going to affect a trial, we already ask if media affects a trial. Mm-hmm. So the research that shows the media does affect a jury pool, the research that is definitive that shows that media affects witness pools. Obviously, social media is part of that. I think that it's often a big jump nowadays to really define the two as substantially different. Even when we talk about people coming out with information, people being prosecuted by or persecuted, excuse me, by the police after providing information. Absolutely clear-cut cases of that, and that's terrifying, by the way. I do not obviously think that that's a good thing. What I will say, though, is that, you know, in theory, 25, 30 years ago, when their only outlet was not Instagram or Twitter, was a journalist, somebody who is on the payroll of a newspaper, they would go to that person and they would hand them the same photo. They'd hand them the same eyewitness account, and the journalist would shield them in most cases, not in all cases. We have obviously lots of First Amendment prosecution with the media and what that means. But there was at that point a mechanism that shielded the eyewitness that gave the information to the media rather than the police from it. And nowadays we've broken that. We don't have that, and there's no way to have it. And sometimes for incredible great effect, because we do get the eyewitness account, we can go question someone. We can find out when maybe it was too quick or it was the wrong angle or this, that, and the other. We don't necessarily trust the mainstream media to have reported it or accurately represented what they said, but we used to have that shield. There was that legal protection that protected an individual source from public scrutiny, and now we don't have that anymore. So I think that it's interesting. We talk about all these things as if they're really different, and I just don't think that they are. To your real question, though, about elitism, I think the bigger question is not, is social media elitist, but is a narrative or a story or an incident elitist? Is a black person being shot by a cop a story that doesn't get told when it's in Baltimore but does get told when it's in St. Louis? Is a child being abducted a story when she's of a certain race or of a certain economic background and not when she's of another one? Absolutely. Stories and humanity are elitist. Social media does not help that in really the best way we think it can. It has balanced the scales in a couple of very key examples. But we're always going to have that. As we get used to social media the same way that we got used to newspapers in the 20th century, we're going to have the same problem that what pops to the surface, what gets the attention. It will no longer be editors of the New York Times making that decision. It will be the mass public. But the mass public has proven to be just as fallible in this as editors of the New York Times.
I want to add something to what he's saying that I think it's important to bring up. Justice Arouse, there was the 20th anniversary of the Million Man March that Farrakhan put on. There was a complete media blackout, right? But yet on social media, it was trending. And so again, like, what is elitist and what is the actual story that people want to grab? I think that's a real question that we need to ask ourselves. And I know that in the community, there was this outrage of why, you know, when we're seeing hundreds and thousands of black people gathering, why isn't our voice being amplified through mainstream media?